when I finally got the why of why Zoe is Zoe,
yeah,
it was like, okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
And those people that are just so difficult in life that you wonder, like, how broken are they and who broke them and how?
Yeah.
And that seems to be a lot of what this is about.
Yeah. There's a question that people ask often with a sense of sarcasm or irony, isn't it? Like, who hurt you? You know, it's actually a brilliant human question to ask oneself when you do meet these people who are just unbelievably driven. Now, Zoe, I think you've zoned in on the character that is the heart of the novel and is the raison d'être of the novel. The ethical question that this novel asks is, what should be the limit of our ambition? Because I find that quite a political question. I've written this in the context of sport. Zoe is the most unbelievably driven character, must win in her sport at all costs. And for her, the race is not finished when she crosses the finishing line. You know, she will continue her battle to achieve psychological dominance over all of her rivals after the finish line. You know, she will psych out her rivals, she will project confidence, she will try to cause them to crack mentally before they even reach the next start line, right? So she's playing a really long game. She's super ambitious. She would run over you if you crashed in front of her in order to get to the finish line. She would not help. And she doesn't have anything else in her life. No friends, no family, nothing. She's alienated everyone in pursuit of glory. So two reasons why I think that's interesting. The first is that when we watch the Olympics, you know, we tend to fetishize the act of competition and to accept quite uncomplicatedly the moment where the athlete steps up onto the top step of the podium. And we are invited to find that uncomplicatedly beautiful. Now, as a storyteller, you know, I do think that's a great story. And I think that behind every great story, there's an even greater backstory. I like to think about, okay, who did you have to ride over to cross that finishing line? Who did you have to destroy? Whose dreams did you have to shatter in order that your own could be achieved? Those questions are a very interesting ones to ask about human beings. I've chosen to address that question in the life of Zoe in the context of sport. But actually, for me, it's a very political question because we live in an age that fetishizes victory, that admires success for its own sake. And the consequences are that many of our politicians and business leaders are basically unfeeling psychopaths who have sacrificed everything in order to achieve a very unbalanced kind of success in their life. And Zoe is an extreme form of something that's in us all, you know, this absolutely driven need to achieve something that we're programmed from a very young age, at the expense of the people that we love, at the expense of having a balanced life, at the expense of being someone who helps others. You know? So Zoe in the novel represents that. And the reason I love her, and I don't think she's evil, is, as you say, there's a reason she is the way she is. And she's also very aware, and she's trying to change. I think in all of my work, you don't really get good people and bad people. I think you get flawed people. And the redemptiveness in the books, I hope, is the fact that these characters are aware of their flaws and they're trying to change. You know, that's about as good as it gets in my books. You don't get these saintly characters. You get people who are aware that they've deeply screwed up and they're trying, and often failing, to change.
How important was getting the ending right for you?
What a great question. The ending is really difficult in any novel. I find it the hardest thing to do. And I don't know if other writers are like this, but I feel I could start a great novel 15 times a week. You know, I can write these momentous sounding opening paragraphs. And we think, oh, this is great, and it's got legs, this one's really going to run. Oh, no, it isn't. And I get to about a page through. And and realize that the premise doesn't stack up.
At least it's just a page.
It's just a page. And sometimes I get a chapter in, and sometimes I get 100,000 words in and realize that it doesn't stack up. And you never really know until you write the last page whether you've got something that you're pleased with or not. I find that I never really know until I've written the last chapter what my story was about. Because it's a process of discovery for me. I'm not an author that plans the whole book in advance. I can't let myself be that, because for me, then your protagonists become these mannequins in the service of a plot, and they're wooden, and they follow orders very obediently, and they have the right motivation and the right story arc, and the whole story is dead, and it makes me want to gouge out my own eyes. I like insubordinate characters. I like to set up a strong premise and have these propulsive plots, and then trust my characters to be able to extricate themselves in a manner that helps me address the central question of my novel. But I don't plan them, and I don't know right until the end how I want to end them. Every page that I write is a surprise to me.
The book is Gold. I've been speaking with the novelist Chris Cleave, and Gold, published by Bond Street Books, distributed in Canada by Random House.